It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. And it's ironic that you come in today because the Snyder Mac household got a new pet yesterday.
What? All right.
I thought you'd be excited.
Yeah.
Dylan has two Russian tortoises named Doc and Marty.
Who had no effect on the election.
I don't think that's
Please
true.
Don't think that they did, because they didn't, Steve Dale, noted pet expert.
That, of course, from Back
theorist.
To the Future, Doc and Marty.
Yes.
And then yesterday, Dylan wanted a hermit crab, and
I said,
I had a hermit crab growing up, so let's get a hermit crab, and his name is Ringo.
Oh, that's very nice.
I'm reliving my childhood with all these pets that my kids want. And we have Tiki, of course.
Of course. Tiki the dog.
Yes.
Yeah. What goes on? They pick out their own, do they come in a shell or do they pick out a shell? I'm trying to remember how that plays out.
Can I tell you? You are the pet expert. You should say it.
Well, they pick out their shell. And now you could buy all these designer shells. You would like a hermit crab. Here's why.
We used to have one.
Really?
Yeah, we did when
Your
I was a kid.
Your mom tried everything.
We had every kind of, you can't name an animal we didn't have
but
when I was a
kid. But here's
why
you could try a hermit crab again. You could pick out a shell that has a baseball team logo
on it. Yeah.
Really?
I've seen that.
Seriously.
Not just baseball, basketball, football,
anything.
Hockey. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I've seen
that. I feel that that's an embarrassment, much like dressing your dogs or cats for Halloween, because that's not a real shell they'd find on a beach. They have glow-in-the-dark shells now.
Oh,
you
they
have
do.
To put shells in the enclosure, because as they grow, they crawl out of their shell and get into a new shell.
But what if you put your hermit crab in like a Blue Jays shell and he goes, I'm a Red Sox fan. I can't believe you put me in a Blue Jays shell. This is awful.
It's animal abuse.
You have to consult with
them. It's abuse.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. But they're stupid. Dylan's like, how long do they live? I don't know, 3 to 5 years. I go, they're not really fun, but yet I enjoyed mine.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's all right.
You can't teach it. It just kind of walks around, right?
Well, I put it in your hand.
Yeah, you can. And you could probably teach. I've not tried to teach a hermit crab anything.
Yeah.
But you could probably try. So you could shine a light. And when you shine a light, feed the crab, and the crab will know when the light is
conditioning.
Shined. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Seriously.
I assume. I've not tried that. But
you know what I liked about the one I had when I was a kid is it was quiet. Like a lot of the pets we had made crazy noises or smelled funny. But
they walk around at night, though. They go.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what the loudest pet is in the world?
Huh.
Russian tortoises.
Really?
Really? Why?
You guys, it's driving us nuts. There are two of them in a pretty large aquarium.
Is it all those late night toast when they have vodka and go?
No, because the light goes off at 8 p.m. But during the day, they get bored. They like to roam, and they clank their shells into the glass, and it is so annoying.
Oh.
It's good that you don't have broken glass, I suppose.
Well, they won't. They don't hit them that hard. But, imagine
you can
having
hear the clicking all night.
Oh, my God. It drives you nuts.
Yeah.
So somebody said to put that fake frosted glass stickum on the outside because what they're doing is seeing beyond the enclosure.
Sure.
And they're trying to.
They're trying to get out.
Yeah, because they like to wander. We have a kid pool that Dylan puts them in to walk around.
Yeah.
And he needs to do that every day so they're not restless.
I think I've seen that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, you know what? We're all trying to be better pet parents lately.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well,
it's
you,
perfect
you are,
you're in.
You aren't bad. To be in your house and to be a pet isn't a bad thing. Now, do you dress Tiki up for Halloween?
You do, don't you?
No.
You
God,
don't?
No.
I hope you
Although,
don't.
I was listening to Mary Sandberg, who has her nephew Biscuit, her sister's dog, who's being...
Her nephew's name is Biscuit?
Yeah, that's her sister's dog.
Oh, okay.
So it's her pet nephew.
Okay.
And Katie dresses her up every year, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my Duncan Keith Blackhawks jersey on Tiki maybe this year.
Nice!
For about 1 minute till he looks at me with this look like, would you take it off?
Yeah.
Then take it off. So some pets, I would argue, some pets love it. They really do. They like the extra attention.
How do you know?
Because they see, well, you could tell.
Oh, they prance around in it and stuff.
Okay, so if Tiki likes something, your dog likes something, you can tell.
Well, tail wagging, smile on the face.
Yeah, you can tell.
All right.
So people really, they really like, maybe they've grown up around kids. Maybe they've grown up wearing costumes. For whatever reason, they either don't care, they're ambivalent, or they really like it. For those pets, great. However, you're right. There are many who look humiliated.
Sure.
And I would argue they are humiliated. Don't do it.
I'm so glad to hear you say this, Steve. I thought you were going to go the opposite route.
Really? Yeah.
It just depends on the pet.
Yeah, it does. It depends on, and to a degree, I guess, on the costume. So if it's a costume that it's difficult to move in.
Like a coconut bra?
By the way, you would get arrested for that. Go on, dress your dog in that and see what happens.
Put it on their back so you could actually see it, and then a little hula skirt.
That seems doable.
All right. I've not seen that.
Wow.
I've judged many Halloween contests for pets. Bertrand did once.
Did he? What did he do?
It was so fun. I was somewhere in the suburbs, in Highwood maybe, at their pumpkin festival.
Yeah.
And there was a pet contest, and they had me out there to judge it because I do that every year somewhere, it seems.
Yeah.
And Bertrand was in the crowd. And I remember?
He just came to watch? He wasn't a contestant. He was just watching?
I don't honestly remember, but I was thrilled to see Bertrand show his love for pets.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, it was clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience saw it as well.
So,
but people dressed up their pets.
All right, here comes Bertrand. What's the real deal?
Steve. Noted
he
pet expert
out.
Steve Dale. Oh, he left? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Gave Steve a dirty look and left.
Yes.
Would it be for like, give me the ratio on dogs to cats. Is it both pets that don't, you don't want to dress them up if it's a dog or a cat? Although,
I didn't
remember we used to have Peanut the Gibbon when I was growing up?
Yes.
And every year he wanted to be Chief Justice Thurgood Marshall. Isn't that crazy? I don't know why.
And did he look the part?
Yeah, he looked just
and he
like
played the part too.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
he was great.
Cats, not as much. Cats seem to have less tolerance for it. But again, there are individual cats.
I can't
that say
imagine
I don't
them
care.
Sitting still while you're trying to put the costume on. They don't want any part of that, do
well,
they?
Well, you know, for pets that really don't like a costume, and if you're determined to do it, you can get a bandana.
Yeah.
And put that around the pets.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who are they then with the bandana?
It depends on
a
the
bank
team.
Robber.
A yeah. bank robber
in the olden days.
Oh, I guess.
No. I'm thinking like a baseball team. You
yeah,
know,
they
that
make
has,
them.
They do make them for pets or a animal shelter. They have logos, you know,
yeah.
for different shelters. So for pets, if you're determined to do it, and a lot of pets love trick or treating and going out with the family,
mm-hmm.
but many do not. It's crazy out there, right?
Well, doorbells keep ringing. It must
no,
scare
if you,
them.
No, if you're out trick-or-treating, you bring your dog.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, right. but
too
Bill,
many people.
But Bill is right. So when that doorbell goes...
Ding dong!
Some pets just...
Celebrity
keeps,
doorbell impersonator.
Because it keeps going.
I'd like to be Zsa Zsa Gabor's doorbell.
It keeps going.
Ding dong, darling.
It keeps going...
Sorry,
we're listening.
Steve.
I promise you, it keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
And then the door opens.
Yeah.
And...
So some pets love it. But I'll tell you, one of the days when people lose their animals more than any other is Halloween.
Oh, I bet, because the door's open all the time.
Yep.
And the
yep.
pet
so
gets out.
I am a fan of keeping animals, particularly distressed pets,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are, especially cats, behind a closed door. You know, in a second bedroom, in a den.
Mm-hmm.
That way there's no chance.
Yeah.
Even if you say, well, my cat probably won't do it, there's no chance. When animals are afraid, sometimes they'll just run. And that open door could be the escape route. So keeping them in that room is something I'm a fan of. Get a product, if it's a cat, called Feel-Away. It is or Adaptil if it's a dog. And these are... pheromone products. I couldn't think of the word for a second.
I know, I couldn't either. I was going to
you. Know
help
how often I've talked about
it.
This? They're pheromone products or copies of pheromones that animals naturally emit to help them feel more comfortable in their own environment. And also pump up the music, give them something
really?
Else to do.
Because it's distracting? Is mm-hmm. that why?
It drowns out the
ding dong.
And...
Yeah, and if you give them something else to do, so if the dog is going chewing, making a chewing sound,
yeah.
I can't. Don't look at me. I'm not Fred Travellina.
Come on, Michael Winslow. Help noted pet expert Steve Dale out. Like that.
Exactly like that, sort of. So if the dog is busy happily chewing on something.
While an express train is coming.
Come the on, dog.
That's right. All right. That's better.
This is like radio used to be.
Right.
Before
then, it was good.
Then that's not true. Then the dog won't be worried or frightened.
Oh, yeah.
About the doorbell going ding dong.
Right. It all makes sense. You know who's here is noted pet expert Steve Dale. If you have any questions or comments for Steve Dale, 312-981-7200 is the way to be. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN along with noted pet expert Steve Dale. He's not just a pet expert. He's been noted.
Noted.
We're at 312-981-7200 if you have any questions or comments. And we do have some. Let's talk to Carol. Carol has, well, I'll let her tell you, Steve. Be prepared.
Okay.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Carol, what's up?
Well, my daughter went to a pet store to buy a lizard, and she saw this cute little bunny running around the store. And they said, well, I hope you like the bunny. You should take him home, because if you don't, we're going to feed him to the python. So guess what we have?
Oh.
A giant checkered bunny who's living on our back porch. And, yeah, he's cute as all get out, but I don't want the bunny, and I don't want to just give him away. Is there, like, a safe place, like a bunny rescue? Or
yeah, there is.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's called Red Door Animal Shelter. So, you know, I do. They're up in Rogers Park. I do implore upon you to consider reading about keeping pet rabbits, but if you absolutely won't do it, because they can be really wonderful pets, but if you cannot do it, Red Door Animal Shelter is a great place.
Do they take tortoises too, just in case the banging keeps
happening? No, I'm not going to even say no. They don't, and the banging is good for you.
Oh, God.
Okay, Nick DiGilio.
They just poop everywhere, you know, and I have him in a really nice big hutch, but he's so big, I don't know where else to put him.
You know, we had a rabbit. Bill has one now, but you have a dwarf indoor one, do you?
Yeah, I don't know what the designation is, but it's a specially bred rabbit.
Sure.
It's house trained, basically.
Yeah.
And ours, Carol, when I was growing up, was like 12 pounds. Nosy was really huge, and we had an outdoor hutch,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little shingled house in there that we would stuff with straw in the winter because he would burrow in there. So we kept him outside.
Oh. And is that okay?
Well,
I guess it's all right.
Yeah, keeping him outside
Nosy
is really...
Nosy lived to be 12.
Okay. However, heated hutch, I hope.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of rabbit it is. You
That's
know?
True.
He's a giant checkered, so he's huge. He's like a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah,
why did you buy that thing?
You could get away. So let me put it this way. You can get away with keeping him outside. Better for the rabbit to be indoors. There are predators outdoors, too, potentially. Better to be indoors.
Not in a locked hutch. Who's going to get him?
But
chicken
if he wanders,
wire?
Does he wander around the backyard, or did he?
No, this was on legs, and it was all enclosed.
Okay. I'm thinking of a hutch in a backyard, so the rabbit goes in the hutch when the rabbit wants to.
Oh, no, but, he was always in it.
Okay. So if it's a protected area, and better if it is heated, but... The heat actually.
How do you heat it though? Because they eat electrical cords. How do you heat a hutch? He chews on every cord.
You have to put. They sell this plastic covering. I know this because my daughters had to buy it for all their wiring. It's a plastic covering that goes over your electrical wires,
right.
And
you can get that at like Home Depot, places like that. Yep.
Oh,
and for puppies
and
kittens, actually, it's a good idea to have that too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's very helpful. Well, maybe we'll try to do that.
Good luck, Carol. I hope it works out.
Google the House Rabbit Society. They have an entire book. It's free online about rabbit care.
Yeah.
And you really kind of owe it to the pets that you purchase or adopt to give them a chance. So if you try everything you can and still have a problem, then Red Door Animal Shelter.
But we convinced her.
I hope so.
I love that.
I'm going to try it. I am going to try it. And I will call you back in a couple months and let you know how it's going.
Please.
Thanks,
Carol. I love you for that. Thank you.
Steve, you want to hear a crazy story about Wendy's rabbit?
What
Nosy?
Is a crazy story?
Nosy wasn't named Nosy because of its adorable nose. It was named Nosy because it kept reading Wendy's diary. Isn't that crazy?
Did you have crickets for pets?
1 year we did.
I didn't have a diary. I just told my problems to my rabbit.
You know, listen, he thousands of one-liners. One just bombed. It's okay.
What kind of a business tactic is it for a pet store, by the way, to say, if you don't buy this animal, we're going to feed it to the other animals?
I know, that is terrible.
Is that common? Is that something that happens all the time?
No, I hope not.
Kathy, you have a similar situation. What's wrong with people? Go ahead, Kath.
I know. I've been trying to get rid of these African dwarf frogs for years because my kids have outgrown them. They've had them since they were tiny. And we've had them for about 15 years. So we have three. And every time I go like to Petco, PetSmart, Pet whatever, I'll ask the employees, do you know how I can get rid of these little frogs? My kids don't want them anymore. They're the easiest animals to take care of. They're kind of like goldfish. You change the water every 2 or 3 days, feed them. That's it. I don't know what to do with them anymore.
Have you called the local schools? Because a lot of times schools have pets that they have during the school year, and then someone takes them over the summer and cares for them.
Actually, actually, Wendy, I was wondering if your kids would like them.
No, you want some tortoises? Because this all started with Dylan was like, I can't stand this banging. We can hear it. It's really bothersome.
Oh, no.
So we were thinking, oh, maybe it's time to get rid of them. Plus, they live to be 50. They're going to outlive us.
The tortoises do. These frogs aren't going to live
right.
that much
But Dylan
longer.
Decided to try and take care of them, but he does not want the frogs. Is that why you're calling, really, Kathy?
Well, one of my daughters is terrified of frogs, so she doesn't even look at them anymore. She didn't. She liked them when she was little, but they're very quiet. You don't even know we have them. they're just kind of put away in a
Wendy,
tiny.
Wendy, take them.
No, but
come on.
But honestly, Kathy on. Has a great question, Steve. What do you do with something like that? And can PetSmart put something, or Petco put something on their bulletin board, like if anyone's interested in adopting frogs? What do you do, Steve?
Well, maybe they will put something on their bulletin board. But my opinion is, a pet comes into your house. You said this earlier. It's
I
yours,
know.
You know. And you've had these frogs for so
they
long.
They should
now.
Croak pretty soon. Get it?
I quit. I have to.
But they're 15 years old. Won't they die
yes,
soon?
Yes.
I kept thinking they would die after 2 or 3 years, or if we didn't, or if we forgot to change their water for 2 weeks. But
whoa!
If we forgot to feed them for
no,
3 weeks, they keep going.
Don't forget, they will eventually. Nature will take its course. And you've clearly done a very good job of taking care of these frogs, you know? So they've outlived their lifespan already. So,
Steve, would you like them?
I'm busy that day.
But, you know, check with the schools, because they do like to have stuff in the classroom, and then it's
that's
kind
a
of
good
a
idea.
Fun
it
thing for
is.
Kids during the summer. Like, we watched a turtle one summer, and hence became the love for things with a shell.
Unfortunately, being older frogs, they may see nature at its worst because
well what I don't want to see them be dissected.
Oh no, I don't mean that.
No, but they're not going to live forever. You've done a great job. Keep it up. Congratulations
for being stuck with them, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry we couldn't help more, Kathy.
I helped.
Have a good Thanks, weekend. You Kat. Tried to help.
There is an organization that takes reptiles and amphibians, but I'm not going to give her the name.
Well, that's rude and mean and terrible.
Know. But, you know, I don't know that they would take these older. I mean, what do they do with them?
Right.
You know, I mean.
Right.
I mean, these are frogs who have been in the family, the frog family, for all this time.
15 years.
Yeah.
And these damn tortoises are going to be banging on the glass
forever.
For like 50 more years.
Forever. I know. Steve, thanks for...
Them.
50 years from now, they'll be rolling all of us into the studio here, and you'll be saying the same thing.
Dude, yeah. I will be dead in 50 years if I'm still alive. Yeah. How do you think I'm going to live to be over 100?
Trust her, Steve.
I plan on being here.
Oh, good luck. You and Bill. You'll be the last two survivors.
This is the saddest episode we've ever had with you, Steve.
It is.
It
this
is.
Isn't right.
That's noted pet expert and person who makes other people sad, Steve Dale.
No!
When are you on the air? Sunday mornings early.
Yeah, 6:30 Sunday morning. I'll be talking about an animal shelter doing amazing things up in the way out suburbs in Crystal Lake.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve Bertrand has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.